Testing.
On.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
Pip, for short.
Pip, for short. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And today we are going to talk about some more food.
Food, and more food.
Actually food this time. Not a beverage.
Back to the food world.
Yeah.
Although if we didn't, air the previous episode right before this one, that makes no sense. But, sometimes we jump around from drinks to snacks to cereals to candy bars and whatnot. So you never know what you're in store for. But today we're back to the snack world.
Yeah, this is definitely a snack.
Yep.
Though I have been having these as a meal recently.
Really?
My workplace, they have like a cafeteria, and it's not bad, but it's expensive. I was spending like $10 a day whenever I had to go into the office on lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot to spend on lunch if you're doing it, several times a week. So I started packing my lunch. And one of the things I pack is a Tupperware container full of flavor blasted goldfish.
Well, that's an easy meal plan.
It really is. It's very simple to put together.
Yeah.
Goldfish and Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And I put it, just stuff it in a lunchbox, and off I go to work.
It's like the meal of, the kid of a single mom who's barely there for lunch.
And it's what I make.
But as an adult.
Intentionally.
Yeah, even you're doing it on purpose.
I have an income. I could buy.
Yeah. You have a good job.
Yeah.
Your wife makes.
Well, we both have good jobs.
You both have good jobs.
We're podcasters.
Oh, okay. Anyway, point is, it's not like you're struggling or anything, but it's just what you want to eat for lunch,
Yeah.
Can't
sock away $7 a day that I would otherwise be spending.
That's true. It definitely adds up when you're eating out every day for lunch or grabbing something.
Be, say, 3 times a week they want us to come into the office. 52 weeks a year was 150 some odd days, mm-hmm. $7. That's almost $1,000. That I'm saving just because I'm eating goldfish and Pop-Tarts.
Just because you have the appetite of a child, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, you say that, but let's okay, goldfish.
I'm not gonna say it like I'm standing in some ivory tower high above as if I don't indulge in stuff like that all the time. So I just wanted to make the joke.
No, I get it. I'm just saying it's salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crackery.
It's savory.
Yeah.
It's crackery. It's a pretty good snack.
It's not bad. I'm not the biggest fan. Like, I'll eat them.
You got to do flavor blasted.
That's the thing. Right.
Regular, I don't think I would.
Regular is just very much the definition of regular.
Yeah.
I think it's very unexceptional. But yeah, the flavor blasted ones, I'll give you that. Yeah. Those are pretty good.
I don't think I would even want regular now that I've had the flavor blasted.
Oh, yeah, you can't go back.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they do regular anyway.
Somebody must like them.
Yeah, there's just those very boring people. you meet somebody and, God bless them, they come off perfectly nice. But the moment they are not in your, line of sight, you just kind of forget who they are, what they like, because they just have no discerning, interesting things about them.
Yeah.
That's goldfish regular flavor.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And that's not a knock against goldfish. Again, they have their place. I like the flavor blasted ones, like you said. But the regular one.
It's not a knock against goldfish.
Right.
It's just saying that unless I have a bowl of goldfish.
A bowl of goldfish. I love that, though.
Unless I have a bowl of goldfish.
A goal of boldfish is such a cool... That sounds like a band name.
It's the episode name.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, easy peasy. But unless I have that bowl right next to me on the couch when I'm watching a movie or doing whatever, I'm not thinking about what I could go for right now? Plain goldfish. That's not happening.
It's one of those when you're at a meeting or something and there's that snack table... And it's there's some goldfish crackers, and there's nothing else left. You're like, all right, yeah, okay.
And when you get to the bottom of that mixed bag of fun-sized chips to pack for lunch, you get some, eventually you're going to get to the one that's Sun Chip. No, well, Sun Chips, I guess.
Sun Chips are pretty good. I like those.
Like a bag of Wheat Thins or something.
A Wheat Thins, yeah. There you go.
Hopefully, though, that's not what we're getting into now.
I don't think so, because they have very defined flavor names here, and it seems like they're going for a more robust taste when you have one.
I expect that when we get done with our servings, we're going to have to lick our fingers of flavor dust.
I hope so. That's the hope. That's when you know you have a good...
A good bold fish.
A good bold fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
So what we're having today, though, is they call them megabytes.
Yes.
And I was curious. I don't... If you may... Maybe you know. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Are they mega in size or are they mega in flavor?
Well, should I just go into the press release and give you a rundown? Because it describes all of that. It answers all of those questions.
Well, before we do, is there any other questions you have that are not going to be answered by the... Because once we go to the press release, there's no turning back. We're all aboard the press release train forward.
Well, you asked about the size and the flavor, right?
Yeah.
Those are answered in here.
Do they have a jingle? A megabytes jingle? Do you remember the old Goldfish jingle?
The snack that smiles back? Goldfish.
Jingle for Goldfish.
Wasn't that it?
The baked but not fried Goldfish, the wholesome snack. Smiles back until you bite their heads off. You know they're made from real cheese, even though they look like fishies. The snack that smiles back, Goldfish. Do you remember the jingle?
I remember the end of that jingle. Because they go, the snack that smiles back, Goldfish. That's all I remember from that. But I do remember that there was a tune. That's impressive that you know it. Is it seared into your brain?
I don't know what it was in sixth grade. So I had someone that sat, like, our classroom was arranged in, like, quartets of desks. Mm-hmm. So not tables, but basically tables. Like, you kind of arrange your desks so you had seatmates. One girl in my set of desks, really loved the Goldfish song. Would just sing it repeatedly. So...
I love weirdos like that in school.
Yeah, I know the Goldfish song. I remember it fondly. We didn't ever get to the Twix donut.
Yeah, it was gone before we could get to it.
But the Twix had a song too. It wasn't like a regular song. I think it was just one particular commercial. But it was a guy with an acoustic guitar. Yeah, I bet you I can remember.
I don't recall this one at all.
Oh boy, give me a moment. It'll come to me.
Here. Okay, we'll edit out the silence as we wait.
Well, now you've put pressure on me.
No pressure.
The silence is going to be even.
No,
more,
no, no. It's fine. I'll just chop it out. It'll be like it never happened.
All right. I'll hold you to it, or okay. I'll make the silence uncomfortable.
But there's never going to be a silence if you keep talking about it and not thinking. So just think away. It's fine.
Right. You know, it's funny. I had it when I started this, and then I lost it because I said something, and now it's good. So if I don't remember it and say it, it is genuinely going to bother me the rest of the quarter.
All right. He's really...
I am. He's thinking like real hard. Right there, too.
I can see like the think lines coming off your
head.
Oh, man.
I can feel my brain like twisting itself in knots trying to think of it.
It's like when an amnesiac in a movie starts to remember and they start, like, the haze starts dissipating and they can see the flashback.
Yeah. There's no peanuts in Twix, so I have one of the words wrong. But it's not crunchy peanuts.
I have no clue what this
so
is.
So I'm going to say it now, or at least I have the beginning.
Okay.
Except replace peanuts with something else that's in Twix. Maybe it's nougats. So a crunchy nougat soar over chocolate-covered mountaintops and waterfalls of caramel. Prancing nougats in the meadow sing a song of satisfaction to the world. And then they do like a slower version. They go, to the world.
I feel like I'm at a poetry slam sponsored by Twix.
Well, they sang it in the video.
I know, but you're just like, mountains of chocolate. Caramel River. It's just like, what?
The snapping was a nice touch.
Yeah, I know. Like, it just really, that was the vibe I got.
Twix not a sponsor of the Goldfish episode. I mean, they might as well be. I just sang their jingle.
You sang their jingle, and you sang Goldfish's. So we, yeah, they're loving it right now.
McDonald's.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
See, it's how they stick in there.
The other one I remember from McDonald's in the 90s. I'm old. They had, you remember the McWorld ones?
No.
It would. They would always end with, "Hey, it could happen, McWorld." Because it was like this, like, I don't know, I can't remember what the setups were, but it was always like some crazy thing. And then they would have that, "Hey, it could happen," and then they would just scream McWorld.
I don't remember the commercials, but the way you're describing it, I feel like I know what the commercial is.
It was great.
Like something that you could only imagine a 90s kid thinking, and then somebody coming in with like a wacky hairdo and a wacky outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. Trip down memory lane. There's something so nostalgic about commercials.
It is weird to have nostalgia for just these giant monolithic entities that own so much.
So world. I remember one time you and I, we were at, like another friend of ours was doing like a movie marathon thing, and he had an intermission section and played like an hour or an hour and a half long montage of like late 80s. mid-90s commercials, like a rain, and it was just like I was mesmerized.
It was like a warm blanket.
Yeah.
And we at your place one time, we were hanging out, there were a few of us there, and we just were watching like YouTube videos or something, and then we just started watching like these compilations of like old commercials from the 90s and 2000s,
old infomercials and stuff,
and it was just like suddenly I was like 20 years younger, and it was so weirdly comforting.
Yeah.
Which is insane, but that's the power of commercials, baby.
Yeah, really good commercials.
Yeah.
Not bad. We've already talked about the, I almost said it, we almost talked about the Big Game.
The Big Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the commercials that were on during that event and how generally unremarkable. I can only remember actually one.
Yeah.
And it was the Doritos one, I think.
Oh, yeah, where the animals.
The photography, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they've not been that great. The last few years, I think, because they're trying to get too meta about it.
Yeah. They know that they want to go
viral. They know that It's like, just make a fun commercial. Like, be goofy, be silly. Don't take it too seriously.
Don't just put a QR code on the screen.
Yeah.
God, get out of here with that.
Like, Budweiser used to have great commercials because they do the animal stuff.
Was there a Clydesdale commercial this year?
I think there was, but I don't remember.
I'm
pretty sure there was.
I have to look this up. If there wasn't a Clydesdale commercial, I'll be a little up. Those horses are the best part of the Super Bowl. And they're a football fan.
They're like the Santa Claus of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you remember the one? It was a long time ago. I think it was, in fact, I want to say, don't quote me on this, I want to say it was the same Super Bowl as the Janet Jackson event. It was either 2004 or 2005.
That was a while back.
It was when New England played Carolina. I think that was the year where the Clydesdale commercial was like a little baby horse that was trying to grow up to be a Clydesdale. That was the most adorable commercial that I've ever seen in my whole life.
I really like the one, it's from just a few years ago, I think, where it was like the horse and the dog form like that friendship, and then like the horse goes off, but then the horse comes back to the ranch years later.
Oh, I think I do remember that one.
That one was a good one too. There's a lot of, like, they really come up with some really good, you know, ads. Like, that's such a great way to brand yourself as this thing you get, like, sentimental about or think about every year.
Yeah.
That's really strong. That's really good. I don't think a lot of companies are trying to do that anymore. I think they're just trying to go for those, like, almost like they're trying to find, like, the latest meme to kind of latch on to or ape.
Oh, God. I wish I'd never looked this up. So, it looks like there was a Clydesdale commercial. But the screen grab, it's not like I can see why I missed it. The horse that they're showing, it doesn't have like the mane and everything.
Like the fuzzy, like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the Budweiser Clydesdales that I think of.
Huh.
But so here's the caption on this image for this commercial.
Okay.
Budweiser is betting on America. A new Super Bowl commercial featuring one of the brand's Clydesdale horses is meant to rally the nation And then the first line of the article is, the Budweiser Super Bowl 51 ad takes the reins on all of our emotions. I don't want to read anything more.
I can't remember what the commercial's about, though. Like, what happened?
I can't either. Apparently, there's some wounded Clydesdale that...
Oh, it's like he recovers from, like, his, like, leg gets hurt or something.
It must be. I have no memory of it.
I remember that because I was like, wait, they don't just shoot them? Was kind of my first response when I saw it. I was like, oh, so he's going to die, right? I remember that part now because it was like, I didn't know they could actually recover unless this was just like...
Well, the horse probably wasn't actually hurt.
But I mean, like, in real life when that happens, generally, it's you ain't coming back from that.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it would be challenging for a horse.
That's the issue, is it's so hard to let it heal because they're constantly, yeah. But I think that was the setup, but it was fine, I guess.
I'm going to double that. I mean, it seems like it could have been a very touching commercial, but I don't remember it, so... Yeah. And start to finish, I watched the whole game. So,
same.
I don't know how representative I am of, like, beer commercial watchers around the nation. But
that's the thing. I have no affinity for Budweiser.
Yeah.
I don't drink it. There's so many better, like, alcoholic drinks, even at that low of a price. Not that, you know, if Budweiser wants to sponsor us...
Oh, yeah.
I'll change my tune wants to sponsor as you have
us.
Many
I times. Remember the commercial. If they sponsor us.
That's I just had a lapse in memory. But no, really, though, like, yeah. I enjoy their commercials a lot, but I've never actually...
Yeah, they've had some fun ones. Yeah. And obviously the Clydesdales are pretty iconic in Super Bowl lore.
Yeah, they're a mainstay.
All right, well, I think we've sufficiently distracted ourselves from this press release.
Yeah, I didn't expect our conversation to go that way.
I didn't either. I kind of wasn't sure if it would go anywhere.
It was kind of a fun little weird side tangent, yeah.
We got a couple of jingles, a couple of potential sponsors if you're listening. So tell us about Goldfish Megabytes.
Sure. So this is from their newsroom at Campbell's, because I didn't even realize at first that Campbell's owned this until tonight.
It seems like something that I knew... Because when you said it,
because they don't
like,
have Campbell's, they don't have Campbell's in the bag anywhere that I'm aware of.
Also, the Campbell's newsroom, I'm just imagining like like an old fashioned. You have an editor with his sleeves rolled up and like one of those,
just
like accountant's caps.
I imagine that, but it's a really old guy who's just constantly in sleep until the phone rings. We got a new thing. Write it up. Oh, okay.
Well, how often do they come out?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just asleep, and there's like an open tab of like solitaire that he fell asleep trying to play. Okay, so anyway, these are the Goldfish Megabytes. Goldfish launches Megabytes, a bigger, bolder, cheesier reboot of its beloved classic cracker. So this is a reboot. A reboot.
Does that mean?
It means you don't have to have eaten the other ones to get what this one's about. Well, you can just jump in with this one. There's no prior history.
So do you think that Flavor Blasted is a reboot, or is that just a different variety?
Because I think that's a sequel.
But you don't need... Like, you
this
can
is
have
a reboot. It's like, in this continuity, Flavor Blasted never existed. It's a soft reboot. We'll say it's a soft reboot.
Okay.
You didn't have to enjoy other products for this one to really click.
Okay. I get it.
Okay.
Now I get what they're going for.
So, I love the first line because... Okay, you'll see. New Goldfish Megabytes are designed specifically to fit adult palates and larger hands.
Oh, so they're also ribbing me for taking Goldfish to lunch. They're calling it a children's snack is what they're doing.
Yeah, that was you were eating something for little babies with little baby hands.
Yeah, they're really twisting the knife.
All right, this is from Norwalk, Connecticut. Goldfish Crackers has officially added Goldfish Megabytes to its portfolio of more than 20 cracker varieties.
Okay, hold
20
on.
20 cracker
let's,
varieties.
Let's play a game.
I can't name more than like three.
I can definitely name three.
Okay, go ahead.
So you got regular Goldfish.
Yeah.
You got Flavor Blasted Goldfish.
Yeah.
You've got the ones that I think are regular, but they're just rainbow colored.
Yeah.
So that's
well, how many different flavors are in the Flavor Blasts?
Flavor Blast, I've only really ever seen just cheddar. Do they have others?
I don't know. I'm asking you because I genuinely don't know.
No, I only know the three. Oh, well, tell you what. Continue.
Okay, I'll keep reading. You look it up. So yeah, blah, blah, blah. Portfolio of more than 20 cracker varieties. Megabytes is a bigger, bolder, cheesier reboot of the classic Goldfish that kids of all ages have enjoyed for nearly 60 years. A permanent addition to the Goldfish
lineup. And adults have enjoyed them too.
Well, they say kids of all
ages. I know what they said.
Hey, it's okay. You're justified in taking them to work. A permanent addition to the Goldfish lineup, Megabytes are 50% larger than regular Goldfish and pack a punch across taste, texture, and size. Created specifically with adult consumers in mind, Megabytes are available in sharp cheddar and cheddar jalapeno with a touch of heat and deliver a mega-indulgent snacking experience with robust flavors and a crispy, flaky texture.
Well, kids hate cheddar.
What? Kids hate cheddar?
Well, they must, because they're saying this is designed with specifically with adults in mind, and one of them is just cheddar.
Well, that's because you need, like, the regular one. But these are bigger. Little kid baby hands can't hold any of these.
Well, that's, they're just now, for us. Now I'm just annoyed at Campbell's. That, whoever's in the Campbell's newsroom putting together this nonsense about kids not being able to eat Goldfish and adults.
Oh, you're going to love this quote.
I bet I won't.
Here's a quote. This is the first time Goldfish has created a snacking experience specifically with grown-up tastes in mind, said Janda Lucan, Chief Marketing Officer of Campbell Snacks. We're at the start of a new chapter for the brand and are expanding our offerings and appeal to all age groups. In the college dorm, snacking at your desk, whatever that is these days, while remaining a snack for all families. We're excited to keep creating bold and playful snacks and experiences. It's okay. You had a tiny little baby kid snack for lunch every day at work. It's okay.
I'm gonna keep having tiny little
baby. Okay. Wait, maybe you don't want to switch to the grown-up Megabytes?
No, I just don't want to do it out of spite.
Out of spite? Even though it'll be perfectly fitted for your larger adult hands?
They might have been able to get a 5. We haven't tasted it yet. Oh. But I tell you what. 4 is their new cap
for me. Oh, wow. Somebody's a little hurt by Campbell's. Campbell's, you owe Billy an apology for offending him. Oh, we can tag Goldfish Smiles on social media to let them know how much we enjoy Megabytes.
Oh, do we get anything for it?
Possibly a couple clicks from people who are subscribers or followers of Goldfish. That's why you tag stuff like that, because hopefully you come across in a search.
Okay, you're right. We'll tag it.
Oh, yeah.
Get people to listen to this episode so that they know how how wrong they are.
Well, it's okay.
About children and adults.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. Don't
whatever,
worry.
Whatever. Okay. Are you ready to hear? They say 20 flavors. Wikipedia only has 12.
Are you sure that's including the different flavors in a lineup?
They have
lineup?
Another one that says different shapes and colors, which...
See, they say variety, so I'm assuming they are counting any kind of variant.
So even including the new colors, there's only 15 bullet points of Goldfish product on the Wikipedia page.
I don't know.
Although, I take it back. I see what they're doing. Okay, so here's the flavors. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Original.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as...
Boring.
Saltine.
Oh, okay.
So basically, boring. Boring baby kid.
Well, all of them are baby kids, except for now. Give us your lunch money, dorks. Megabytes are here.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Whole grain cheddar.
Okay.
Parmesan.
Wait, say that again.
Parmesan.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Yabba dabba dough.
Pretzel.
Pretzel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza. Pizza.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here it is. Baby.
Baby's a flavor?
Baby is a flavor. And yet they've still called me out for my childish taste.
Well, this is for the kids to feel like...
They even call them out as miniature crackers that's specifically designed for tiny baby hands. So they have grams, which I don't think I've ever seen before,
that come
in both vanilla cupcake and s'mores flavor.
Interesting.
So those feel like Teddy Grahams, but just gold.
In fish flavor? Or fish. in fish shape. I can talk. In...
Fish-flavored goldfish.
No, oh, I meant fish shaped.
Now that would be a goldfish designed with adult palates.
Here's tuna. Here's salmon.
Get your omega-3 fatty acids served up in a nice saltine cracker.
There'll be mercury poisoning warnings up.
So then there's flavor blasted, and your instinct was right. There's a lot of different flavor blasts. So there's extra cheddar, cheddar and sour cream.
Nice.
Cheddar jacked.
Ooh.
And it is cheddar, like jacked, with a D.
Oh.
No E, just a D. Sour cream and onion, white cheddar, extra cheesy pizza. There's one that's just mix, so probably a little bit of everything.
All of the above.
Frank's Red Hot. There's jalapeno popper. And then they have a category for different shapes and colors, which includes various colors. Various rainbow colors, princess, which are colored pink, and Mickey Mouse, which are flavored red.
Mouse flavored?
Or colored red. Gosh darn
it. Oh, I love a good red cracker.
I'd rather have a red cracker than a fish cracker. So the Mickey Mouse ones are colored red, and they're shaped like Mickey's head.
Why wouldn't they be black?
Because that's not an appetizing.
But I don't. When I think of Mickey, I don't think. When I think of Mickey's head, I don't think of the color red. I know it's because he has like the red.
No, you're right. I think probably a lot of people feel that way, but I don't think very many people want to eat like a black cracker.
It just makes you think it's burnt the way through. Yeah, that's fair.
It wouldn't be good. They also have a list of discontinued products, which I will spare us for now.
Okay.
But suffice to say. Sounds like there's lots of flavors that can be enjoyed thoroughly by both children and adults.
Or those who are children at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's worse things to be
that's true.
Than young at heart.
And that's just a tiny baby with baby hands.
Anyway. Who can enjoy their miniature baby goldfish crackers.
Yeah. They have to hold one at a time with their tiny little fingers. Look like little racer ends from a pencil because they're tiny fingers.
They're just babies.
I know.
You sound so aggressive.
Well, right. I just like how goldfish is like, kids are dumb and suck. They can't handle megabytes. That's the commercial. It's just kids trying to hold the megabytes and they can't do it.
No, the commercial is just, it's a school. And it's back to what you said before. There's one kid, just real nerdy kid, you know, real scrawny, hasn't quite hit the growth spurt that the other kids have.
Yeah.
And then just a bag of mega goldfish with a baseball cap on backwards comes over, beats that kid up, takes their money.
And he's got like a girl in each arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want the bad boy kid from 90s movies. That's mega goldfish. The kid that's too old to be in high school anymore.
They should have graduated a couple of years back. Yeah.
So here we are. We're gonna taste the experience of being a 20-year-old high school senior.
Taste the awesome. That should have been there. Do you want to start with the? I think we should start with the sharp cheddar.
Okay.
And then dive into the jalapeno because I feel like that's this is like the control of the test.
Yes, that's fair.
Taste test.
I have a guess. It's just gonna be
bigger
flavor blasted goldfish. That's a little bigger.
You'll have to tell me because I haven't had flavor blasted. In a long time, if ever.
I had some mere days ago at lunch.
Yeah. Then you feel silly having these tiny little baby pieces pile in your hand.
I'm going to do it again next week.
But maybe you'll switch to megabytes after this.
Maybe I will. We'll see.
All right. I'm going to open the bag. You may just pour you some here?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. This will take a second because I don't want to tear the bag. Oh, they are big.
Are they? Look like that.
I mean, compared to baby goldfish.
No, well, yeah, compared to the...
I may have poured too many, but...
That's right.
All right. First thoughts? Anything?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what my first thought is. If I put this in my hand, it's imperceptibly bigger than a regular goldfish. They're both
appropriate. These are...
They are bigger, but 50%. They're not like... They're perfectly appropriate for tiny baby hands.
I disagree. These are too big to handle.
No, look... We'll take a picture and put it on it. This is, look at how much hand.
Yeah, because you've got a giant, massive bear paw as an adult.
Yeah.
Versus these little baby hands that, oh my God, they would just crumble under this pressure.
I can't even lift it up off the table.
Yeah. I go, all right, let's just try these.
I mean, I know what my thoughts are.
What are you thinking?
These are regular goldfish, but a little bigger. I don't think they have the Flavor Blast powder.
I was going to say, they don't feel Flavor Blasted.
Because when I have Flavor Blast, after I've had a couple, I have residue on my fingers. And I had a handful of these, and my fingers are clean as a whistle. I like there's little crumbs, but
yeah,
it's not, there's no buildup.
They just taste like goldfish crackers. I don't think there's anything different about sharp cheddar versus whatever the normal cheddar is.
My opinion's, I think, a little tainted because I come from, like, exclusively Flavor Blasted.
Right. So this is kind of a downgrade.
This is definitely a downgrade of flavor with a higher surface area of cracker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts. Where are you landing on this?
I'm not a huge fan of regular goldfish anyway. Like, they're fine, but just very fine.
Mm-hmm.
These are definitely bigger, which is kind of cool. I feel much more adult and mature eating these, and I don't feel nearly as ridiculous as I always do when I have goldfish crackers.
Down in the office cafeteria. Yeah,
I just huddle around it so nobody can see me grabbing it. I don't want to be mocked and shamed. I don't know what else to say about this one, unfortunately, because there's not much to be said.
It's pretty boring. I'm kind of glad that we ended up going on so many tangents, because if the other one isn't more flavorful than this, these are going to be an ultimately disappointing pair of snacks. What's your score?
2.5.
I think that's fair. I wouldn't go at a 2 just because, like, again, if I had a bowl of these and, you know, they were there, I could munch on them, but I would munch on them the same way that I would munch on, like, plain potato chips or saltine crackers. You know, you have a couple and then, you know, you've had enough.
So the question is, you have these or you have the regular sized ones. Which do you go for? They're the same flavor, mind you.
Yeah, that's... Honestly, I feel like I would be pretty indifferent. Probably the regular ones because, jokes aside, I think that it's more fun to be able to like... The motion of eating is enjoyable to me. And if I had an equivalent, the same amount in a bowl, I would get to do more picking up and putting in my mouth with the little ones.
Okay. See, I'm actually on the opposite because I like maximizing my grab to consumption ratio. So if I can grab more net ounces or whatever, I don't know what you want to call it, whatever, if I can grab more in a bite, that works better for me.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to make me go to 3. It's still just regular goldfish flavor. So
I'm a low 2.5. I'm almost torn. I don't want to go. 2 feels harsh, but
yeah, I don't feel like it does anything to make it 2. I
always go for regular goldfish.
It's just a matter of the fact if it had a distinct flavor or more,
if it had Flavor Blast.
Yeah,
these would be that'd be a different ballgame.
3 at the minimum.
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah,
and it's just a lot of dry cracker.
Yep.
So,
all right.
There they land 2.5.
Well, let's hope that cheddar jalapeno is better.
If they don't have more flavor in the cheddar jalapeno, then that is a whiff. That's a hard whiff.
I know. I'm a little concerned, but we'll see.
I am also concerned.
Do you want to pour these back in?
Probably, yeah.
I don't really want any more. I kind of poured too many.
You have one more thing I want to say about these. A couple of the crackers in my bowl, they were like split in half, so they were like thin. Those are much better than the full cracker.
Are you sure you're not just used to the little tiny baby ones so much?
No, I think they are a little bit more flavorful.
You might be right.
I think just the better distribution of flavor to total cracker.
All right. I didn't get much of a smell from it. Even smelling them now in the bowl.
I kind of didn't either.
I'm a little concerned these are just going to be jalapeno regular.
Yeah, I like put my nose on the cracker and inhaled. I didn't even sneeze, which probably means there's not an excess of flavor powder on here. But we'll see.
Let's find out. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do these taste any different to you?
They have... I can taste the jalapeno.
There is a slight...
I can feel the jalapeno.
Yeah, I can feel that. But outside of that, this is exactly the same as the other one. I feel like.
I feel similarly, but the way I was going to phrase it, I'm not sure they taste like anything. There's no flavor other than just the jalapeno feeling of jalapeno. Yeah.
And I mean, there's still that baseline, like, Goldfish cracker taste.
I guess.
But it feels a little... Let me go back for another
one. I feel like the jalapeno is overwhelming the blandness of whatever other... Is this cheddar jalapeno or...
Yeah, cheddar jalapeno.
Yeah. I'm glad that this taste test bore out what I said earlier, but you have to go flavor blast it with Goldfish. I think the flavor blast is what makes it an adult snack more than just the crackers being a little bigger, because these are both passable to me.
I like this one slightly better because it makes me feel something. That's the best way to put it. It really, the other one was a very meh experience. This one's a meh, but with a little bit of heat to it.
So I was 2.5 on the other one. I'm probably going to go with a 2 on this one, not necessarily because it's worse, but because, like, if you're going to put cheddar jalapeno on the bag, I expect to be able to taste cheddar and jalapeno. And I really just don't taste anything. At least with the other Goldfish. Like, they taste like Goldfish. Mm-hmm. There's a baseline Goldfish experience. And they met that threshold. These are trying to do something more. And they just instead don't do anything.
Interesting.
Except, again, the feeling of jalapeno. But yeah. Jalapenos have a flavor. If I eat a jalapeno, I can taste it. And I can feel the heat.
Yeah.
I can't taste anything in these crackers.
I'm going to stay at 2.5. It doesn't do anything worse than the other one. I don't think it does anything much better than the other one. It's just a matter of if you want some heat on your adult-sized Goldfish cracker. That's about it. But yeah, 2.5 for sure.
The real review here is just...
Get flavor blasted.
Yeah, what are you doing? Just flavor blast.
Which is so weird, because I assumed, based on the naming of Megabytes, it would have, like...
flavor. I did think that it would be mega flavor, not that it would just be mega sized.
Yeah.
And that's all they did. They just upped the size of the cracker.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say.
You're not wrong. It's really just a sized up Goldfish cracker. Like, that's it.
Yeah. So if you like Goldfish.
Hey, yeah. And if you feel embarrassed to be eating a child snack.
If you think someone from across the lunchroom is going to be able to tell the difference what size of Goldfish you're eating, then maybe you'll want these Megabytes. Or if you're your own person and you like what you like.
And you're proud of yourself and you don't have any shame. Yeah.
Then you'll just buy Flavor Blasted and you'll be much happier.
Just go Flavor Blasted.
So,
but not bad, but just not anything worth the time and effort. You would have thought, they're making this new lineup, that they would have just really made them try and stand out in some way, but they don't.
Well, see, I whenever I'm having like a chip or a finger food or something, what I come back to is, can I lick my fingers at the end? And there's no dust, there's no flavor dust on these crackers.
I don't know if you would get that even if you did the whole bag.
There, you'd have little crumbs.
Yeah,
a little residue, but there wouldn't be like a slurpable fingertip
full of more crumb than dust now.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add.
Yeah, I think that about covers. Just go flavor blasted. You'll be happier. You'll thank us later. In fact, you can thank us on any of our social media pages.
Smooth.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Prizes Inside. That's prizes, plural, inside. You can also send us an email, prizesinside@gmail.com. And if you think of it, of course, we sure would appreciate if you were to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, because we think that that's really how you get noticed and pushed up in the algorithmic mosh pit that is the podcast world.
And feel free to leave any comments that you have about any of the stuff we've tried. Maybe you have had Megabytes and you're thinking, man, they don't get it. I'm an adult man that goes and buys stocks. These are made for me. I'm going to tell them what's what. by all means, do so. We'd love to hear from people.
Yeah. And
good or bad.
Yeah. You can email us too. Yeah. Any way you like to get in touch, we like to hear it. Give us ideas too for future episodes, because, you know, we're always looking for new things to try, and we would love to be able to make a listener happy.
For sure.
So with that, I'm Billy.
I am Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside. Okay.